You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Our guest is the founder and CEO of Whoop, the wearable technology company, which helps athletes achieve peak performance. Their wristband is equipped with five sensors which accumulate data at 100 times per second. It measures and analyzes three key factors: recovery, strain, and sleep. Late last year, the company, partnering with Major League Baseball, who approached the company, announced findings from the largest performance study ever conducted in professional sports. 230 minor league players participated over the 2016 season on 28 teams. Among the conclusions was evidence that suggested a positive relationship between recovery levels in athletes and higher fastball velocity for pitchers and exit speed for hitters. Major League Baseball approved the use of this continuous biometric monitor that can be worn by players during games, which is a first by an American sports league. We welcome Ted Randall's Talking Baseball, one of three Whoop founders and its CEO, Will Ahmed. This really is Moneyball at the next level. This is the next generation. This is Moneyball 2.0.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Ed, and indeed, we're excited about what we're doing with athletes today. You know, our mission at Whoop is really to unlock human performance. We believe that every individual has an inner potential that you can tap into if you can better understand their body. And for us, you know, working with professional athletes at the highest level across all the different pro sports league has been really enlightening. And what we've seen, to your point, is it's not just how talented a player is, but also what their state of physiology is, what their state of their body is. Not all athletes are created equal on the same day. And so what Whoop does is we help athletes recover. We tell them how recovered they are every day, and then they do a lot to optimize for recovery. And what we've seen is a correlation between how recovered athletes are and actually how well they're performing during games. So, you know, you mentioned a higher recovery correlating with faster pitch velocity in Major League Baseball games. We've seen higher recovery correlate with faster time trials in NC2A basketball, or excuse me, NC2A cross country. NC2A track and field. We've seen it correlate with in basketball with free throw percentage, field goal percentage. We've seen it correlate in the Olympics with time trials. So it's a really powerful statistic that's tapping into the state of your body. And I think your point about Moneyball 2.0 is valid, where it's not just how talented a player is, but how, you know, really what is the state of their body.
This, then, it really has been, to use your word just a moment ago, enlightening.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's uncharted territory. This is the first time that players have been allowed to wear, you know, technology continuously to understand their bodies. Whoop is the first technology to sample data at 100 times per second across five different metrics and collect about 100 megabytes of data per day on an athlete. So, you know, that introduces all kinds of potential insights. And I think what you'll see from this data is a much deeper insight into not just what happens during a game, but really the other 20 hours of the day. How is an athlete thinking about recovery? How is an athlete thinking about his or her lifestyle, behavior, all these decisions that an individual makes to be ready for the game or practice tomorrow? And what we've seen is those decisions actually matter a lot in terms of an athlete's potential.
But for you and for Whoop, Will, this was not really a hard sell, because Major League Baseball came to you guys, not the other way around.
Well, Major League Baseball approached us because a number of their teams were interested in buying the product. This was about 18 months ago. And at the time, Whoop was banned from being worn during games. And so we started talking to Major League Baseball about helping them understand the technology. and in the process had the opportunity to actually do a study with Major League Baseball, which became the largest performance study ever conducted in pro sports. I have to really commend Major League Baseball for taking the initiative there and wanting to do a study, wanting to understand data, wanting to understand technology. I think that's really important for all the leagues to be considering right now. And so we did the study with them. It was 230 athletes across 28 teams in minor league baseball. This is summer of 2016. And it was fascinating. I mean, we saw that the traveling team, the away team, was getting an hour less sleep than the home team. We saw that the pitchers were throwing faster fastballs when they were more highly recovered. We saw 12 players got injured during the study. All of them had declining recoveries for 2 weeks leading up to their injury. So really, really powerful data. And then as a result, teams became quite interested in using our technology for the long term. And as a result, Major League Baseball wanted to investigate our technology for on-field approval. And so we got approved to be worn in games.
And in the minor league study, you learned an awful lot about what the body will tells you about performance. And one of the major findings involved the effect of travel.
Yeah, absolutely. So we saw that the traveling team, so the away team, on average was getting an hour less sleep. Each player was getting an hour less sleep than the home team in any given city. And what that shows you is that, you know, the players are really trying to adapt to the travel and for the most part not getting enough sleep. And on top of that, conventional wisdom tells you that the home team wins because they're playing in their home stadium and they've got their crowd, you know, their fans behind them, familiar stadium, right? And yet maybe it's just that the traveling team is less rested, right? The away team is just tired.
Right.
So
I know.
Right. So I think WHOOP data introduces a new point of view on wins and losses and the rigors of being a professional athlete.
Your focus is on, to your point, is on the relationship between strain and recovery, and now you have visiting teams with an hour less sleep. If you were the baseball god, how could you get around that? What would you suggest so that the playing field is even?
Well, what we're seeing now with teams is that they're thinking a lot about how to travel so that their players are getting as much sleep as possible. And I think there are good questions to ask around, when you schedule meetings, first of all, like, does it make sense to have a 6 a.m. meeting if you're coming off a late-night flight? You know, probably not. Like, maybe you're better off just having your athletes sleep in, right? Like, let them get rest and do the meeting when they wake up. I think a little bit of that sort of old-school discipline kind of culture that, you know, maybe stems from high school or college, we've got early morning practice and we've got early meetings and, you know, this is the program. I think a lot of that's going to get phased out in professional sports. I think you'll see there becomes a culture that's much more rest-oriented. I think a lot of teams are starting to install nap centers within their facilities. We've helped consult some teams on that program. And on napping in general, we find that napping for professional athletes can be quite beneficial. I think there's a lot of things that are being done to really optimize for rest and for travel. And then, you know, I think there's a broader question at a league level that's around scheduling. But, you know, I think that's something that all the leagues are looking at really closely. I know the NBA especially is looking at it. And then I also believe that just by showing athletes themselves and letting them self-manage the data, they're going to, you know, gain insight into the difference between going to bed at midnight and going to bed at 2 a.m. From a recovery and a rest standpoint. And mind you, these are super competitive people, the most competitive people for the most part on the planet. And if you show them a number that they're worse than all their peers at, all of a sudden they try to improve it. So, you know, you can manage what you measure. And so if you're a professional athlete and you're not measuring recovery, guess what? You're probably not going to manage it as well as you can. And, you know, that's where we try to have Whoop play a big role.
How many players, Will, are wearing your wristband in the major leagues this season?
You know, I can't say exactly. I can tell you that we've got, you know, about half of Major League Baseball as clients.
Mm-hmm. It's early in the season, but yet, have you come to any early conclusions from the data that you've received from the players that are wearing the wristband?
You know, I think it's I know that there's a lot of really interesting analysis that's being done, and obviously some of that analysis is quite confidential because our clients view it as a competitive advantage. But I'll tell you, just the more data that any team collects, the more fascinating the insights can become. So I think what you're seeing right now is certain teams and organizations are effectively creating a competitive advantage by understanding data faster than their peers. You know, this used to be the case with all sorts of statistics that were kind of on the cutting edge and now are sort of, you know, basic terms that even the most basic fan knows. And I think what's going to happen, and we're seeing this now, is that teams are starting to develop institutional knowledge around how does travel affect recovery? How many hours of sleep do our players need? What is the optimal length of a nap? Which players perform better when they have a high recovery versus a low recovery? Which players, you know, are most affected by a low recovery? You know, what's the right strain level for a pitcher during a game? What's the right strain level for a warm-up? Right? These are all questions that teams are really, really spending a lot of time on right now with Whoop data. And so if you're a year ahead of all your competitors in terms of understanding that data, if you're 2 years ahead, 3 years ahead, all of a sudden you have an institutional knowledge that is more advanced than your competitors. And, you know, when you have a finite number of teams that are competing for the same thing, that that institutional knowledge becomes quite valuable. So, you know, we work closely with these teams, and I can tell you that there's some fascinating things that we're seeing.
I bet so. Will Ahmed is with us. He's the CEO of Whoop. Teams cannot force players to wear the device. Who gets the data beside the player?
A lot of that depends on how the player chooses to share data with the team and what the team, you know, views as the optimal level of sharing of data. I can tell you, of course, that, you know, players can take Whoop off at any time, so it is voluntary. However, we do see a very high daily engagement with the data. So that's a sign that the players obviously are seeing the benefit in wearing the product and they're comfortable with what data that they're sharing.
It's meant to be worn, we should mention, Will, throughout the day and night, ideally, so players don't just think about being players while solely on the field. So you can gather even more data when they're after they've taken their uniform off.
Yep. I mean, you got it. And so it's just the 24/7, you know, ability to collect data is what's so interesting here, because you not only see the strain or the stress of a game, you then see the recovery following it. And, you know, that's why we were also quite excited to be approved, you know, during games, because that's an important data set as well in terms of understanding, okay, what kind of stress did an athlete just put on his body?
It can be worn on various parts of the body. You had 230 minor league players on 28 teams last year wear it. You've got a selected number of major league players wearing it this year. Where traditionally have you found that they wear it?
It varies a little bit by function. So most athletes will wear it on their wrist while they're sleeping. And then depending on the sport, let's use baseball. Baseball players during games will typically wear it on their forearm or their upper arm because, mind you, it's just a small sensor that can be worn on the wrist, the forearm, or the upper arm. And that allows for some versatility in how you wear it and during what different kinds of competitions. Like we have other sports like basketball, people like to wear it on the upper arm. Sports like wrestling or lacrosse, football that are a little more physical, those tend to be also on the upper arm or under padding, depending on the sport. We'll see most racket sports people wear it on their forearm or their upper arm during competition. People, when they're weightlifting, typically wear it on their upper arm. Runners, soccer players, cross country, sports that are more cardiovascular, rowing, all those sports tend to wear Whoop on their wrist, even during exercise. So we see some versatility, but I think that's why our design is unique in that, you know, there is some flexibility to how you wear it.
I'm assuming in some cases it's visible, so I'm wondering from a personal standpoint, when you see, whether you're in the ballpark or you're watching a game on TV and you see a player wearing your device, what's that like for you?
Yeah, it's a little bit surreal. I mean, it's, I had this idea when I was in a dorm room as an undergrad at Harvard, and I was always into sports and exercise. I was playing squash while I was in school, and I just generally felt like I didn't know what I was doing to my body while I was training. And so, just reading a couple medical papers and that leading to reading hundreds of medical papers and that leading to writing a thesis about health monitoring and that leading to starting a company and, building a team and raising capital and building a product and all the ups and downs that go with it. Yeah, you bet. It's a nice moment when you turn on the television and you see a Whoop strap, that's for sure.
Teams, as you know, for many, many years, Will, have a tradition of sending the starting pitcher for the first game of a series in another city ahead of the rest of the team. And I'm wondering, with your device that really is about staying a step ahead, allowing a player and a team to monitor the current state of an athlete's body heading into a game, do you think we're ever going to get to the point here, or perhaps we're there now, where teams are going to be advised, I don't know if I'd start this guy. Yeah, we sent him ahead a day ahead, but I don't know if biometrically he'll be at peak performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you have to, right? I mean, if a player has food poisoning the day of a game, that affects whether or not a team plays him, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, there's many gradations of the state of your body. Food poisoning is a really extreme example. But being fatigued, being jet-lagged, being peaking physically, right? Maybe you've got a role player who's peaking physically. That might be a great time to put them in. There are secrets, Ed, that your body is trying to tell you that only recently could be monitored. And I'm proud to say at Whoop, we can monitor some of those physiological secrets. And so we can provide this feedback to athletes and coaches. And so, it'll be interesting to see how teams choose to use the data. I think you'll definitely see athletes, talk more publicly about things that they're doing to rest and recover. I think it's going to become a whole component to, it's going to become a very public component to the story around sports, right? It was only really 20 or 30 years ago that weightlifting was introduced through the lens of professional sports. And now you can't go to a hotel in America that doesn't have a gym. right? And if you think about it, like, I think there's a new story that's going to be told that's through the lens of travel and rest and recovery. Because these athletes are putting unbelievable stress on their bodies, and yet they're able to do it night over night. And some are better at doing it than others. And they've got secrets, too, about their lifestyle and about their behavior and when they go to bed and when they wake up and what supplements they take and, you know, massage therapy, acupuncture, cryotherapy, this vitamin, that thing. You know, so much of society is obsessed with sports and also affected by sports. So I think that there's a great opportunity to learn more about rest and recovery from professional athletes. And so I think that, you know, this is, WHOOP is sort of on the cutting edge there of working with athletes and helping them understand their bodies.
All those elements you just mentioned, that I do that all the time before I do this show. In our remaining moments,
you do with a little acupuncture.
I do everything, Will. Everything. I got to be. It's got to be peak performance. I owe that to the audience, and I owe that to you. In our remaining moments, with one of the founders of WHOOP and its CEO, Will Ahmed, this is just fantastic. To wrap our heads around all of this and understand how you really are revolutionizing not just the game of baseball, but revolutionizing all sports.
Well, thank you. I mean, it is extremely exciting. We get to work with literally, you know, the best athletes in the world every day, and they seem to be getting value out of the product. And look, I'll say for any of your listeners that are interested in WHOOP, we recently launched a consumer product. You'll get the same analytics as the pros. You know, check out WHOOP.com, WHOOP.com. And you can also learn more about some of our partnerships and what we've been doing with all the different sports leagues. And it's a good opportunity to stay up to speed on health monitoring if you're interested.
How'd you get the name WHOOP?
You know, we wanted an energetic word, a word that made people smile. And when I was in college, WHOOP was like this word to express how energetic or excited you were. So people would say, hey, how you feeling? You got WHOOP for the match? And people were like, yeah, I got WHOOP. And so it became this somewhat viral word, and now it turned out to be a good name for a company.
Have you heard back? Are you getting much feedback from the players that are wearing your device?
Yeah, look, I interact with players daily, and obviously we do a lot of work with them to help them really understand their bodies. You know, look, athletes aren't going to wear something unless they think it gives them value. So, you know, the fact that we have athletes at the highest level wearing WHOOP 24/7 definitely, you know, gets us excited every day and keeps us driving towards that mission of unlocking human performance.
WHOOP is a wristband that is equipped with 5 sensors which accumulate data at 100 times per second. It measures and analyzes 3 key factors: recovery, strain, and sleep. And it is revolutionizing the game of baseball and all sports. So that'll do it for Will Ahmed and myself on MLB.com. If you were on the move, thanks for the ride. And thanks for listening. Ted Randall's Talking Baseball.